It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Do you ever wear an apron? I thought I would today because we're going out in the kitchen a little bit. You know where I've come from? I was at the farm. I have some farm friends who have a pump. They have a pump and a cow. You pump the water and the cow gives the milk, not at the same time. But you pump the water, and I thought I'd like to see a real pump, because yesterday in make-believe, you know that Joey and Corny installed that pump over there at the factory. Let's pretend we're pumping just for a minute. Pump the water. Right. Push the air down and up comes the water. Did you ever see a cow give milk? Well, this milk is cool, but when the milk comes out of the cow, it's nice and warm. And then they pasteurize it, homogenize it, do all sorts of things to it so that it's good for us to drink. And that's what we'll do. But we're going to use a straw because I just thought, you know, this is kind of like a pump. Air down, make the milk come up. Let's see if it works. I'll keep that in the refrigerator. You keep your milk in the refrigerator, don't you? Keep it cool. These are two different straws. Do you know why they're different? This one's just straight, and this one, if you want to, you can bend it. It has little places right in there that bend. See that bending part? That's for somebody who wants to drink like that. See? Okay, well, the other's going to show us better what I want to show you. Now, as I make this come up, you see, I couldn't really just go like that and have the milk come up. You can pucker and suck up as much as you want to, and it still won't come. You need something for the milk to go through to come up to you. Now, let's just see. I'll suck very easily on them. There it is. It goes right down as soon as you take your mouth away from it. I'll try it once more. Milk that comes up into the straw and into you, the less milk there is in the glass. Now, all the milk that was in the glass has now gone into my stomach. But it did need something like that to go in there. Just like water in pipes. You see, water just doesn't come from the ceiling. No, it has to have pipes to come into your house, like this spigot, and it comes through the pipes and around into the spigot and then into the sink. Helps you get water for drinking and water for washing. Do you like to help do the dishes? Oh, pipes are very important. There, glass. That's for the next time I need milk. Now, this is a funnel. You catch water in there, and then it just funnels it down like that. I'll put some water in and show you. See it? Kind of like that. Lots to do with pipes and straws and things. Why don't we pretend that we are little bits of rain? Make your hands just be little bits of rain. Come down like that. Good. Good. And then the rain finds a funnel and gets into the funnel. And then the water goes from the funnel into a pipe. Goes right along that pipe and into your house. And that's how the water gets there. But it has to go through a pipe to get there, right to you. Pipe, that reminds me of the telescope. Yeah, let's just see how things are in the neighborhood of make-believe. Must be time for the trolley. Is it? Do you see Daniel's clock? I do. Ticking and talking away. And there's a museum go round. There's X's tree and Henrietta's house. There's Corny's factory. Wonder how the pump is there today. I know they're going to get good water from that pump. Hey, Trolley, come on in. How are you, Trolley? Good. We'd like to go in and see how they're doing with the new pump at Corny's factory. Would you take us, please? Ready to go to make-believe? In we go.
Do you see it? Hi, do you see my pipes? Well, you know, we dug the well and out came the water when we pumped it up. So we put some pipes there and brought it right into the factory. Oh boy, is it great to have water. We're just going to have a little conversation, so I'll take out the pole, put it right down here, and we'll just have a little talk together. Gee, I'm glad to see you today. You know me, I love to make things. I love to manufacture. I'm a man who manufactures. I manufactures chairs. I'm a man who manufactures chairs and everywheres. I'm a man who manufactures. I surely am. I manufacture all sorts of wonderful things, and I love to make them. I make them well. Oh, hello there, scientist.
Hello, Cornflake, especially. I understand you wanted to see me.
Yes, I did. You know, I've got this new well over there, and the water's just great for my factory work.
I see. Well, you need water for factory work, you know, for washing things and the like.
Yes, that's right. Always can use water in factories. But I called you here to do some tests on the water for me.
Oh, what kind of test did you have in mind in particular?
Well, I want you to tell me if the water is good for people to drink.
Oh, fine. I'd be glad to do that. I have the necessary equipment for doing something like that. I'd like to show it to you. First of all, we'll have to take the water and put it in one of these tubes, you see.
I see.
You see? And then, after I do that, I'll take this dark liquid, and I'll put 5 drops of it in there. And I'll compare the color of the water then to one of the colors on the top of this chart.
Oh, and that'll tell you whether it's any good?
Well, that'll tell me whether or not there are any germs in the water, you see.
Oh, yes, well, you wouldn't want to drink germs, would you?
No, and then I'll take another tube with another liquid, and I'll put 5 drops of it in, and that will tell me whether or not the water tastes good, you see.
I see. It looks good to me, but I wanted to make sure from you, Scientist Alder.
Well, that's the wise thing to do, because, you know, water could look good and even smell good, but that doesn't mean it's good to drink all the time.
Right, well, I'll meet you right over there. I guess you need the water right away, don't you?
Yes, that's the only way I can make the test, if I get some water from the pump.
I'll meet you at the pump.
Okay,
pump,
very
pump,
good.
Pump, pump, pump. Why, you beat me.
Yeah, I was, while you were coming here, just looking, there doesn't seem to be anything to put the water in.
Oh, well, I've got something back at the factory. Just a minute, I'll go get it.
All right.
Yeah,
as you see, you have to have something to put the water in, or else it would just run all over the place if you tried to keep it in your hands. You see?
Oh, that's right. It is kind of a slippery thing, water is.
Yes, it's what we call a liquid, and therefore it would run out of your hands because of
liquid.
Being a liquid like that.
Yes.
Does this work just by pulling the handle up and
that's
down?
That's right, and just up and down and pump it.
All right.
That's it, up and down and up and down. That's it.
All right, good.
How's it look to you?
Well, as we were saying, it looks good, and it smells good, too.
Yes. Oh, boy, it's great to be able to find water by your own factory.
Yes, it sure is handy, but we still should make these tests. And first of all, we'll find out if the water has any germs in it.
All right.
I'll just put this down right here. And we'll add 5 drops. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
5 drops.
Yeah. Now let's check the color. Oh, maybe we better shake it up a little bit. Would you like to shake it?
Oh, sure. Be glad to.
Oh, that's good enough. Very good.
That enough?
Yes. And, you see, it's the same color as the colors on the end of this chart, which means that there aren't that many germs in it, or there aren't any germs in it, rather, and it's safe to drink.
Oh, good.
Yes. Now, let's check to see if it tastes good.
Oh, you make another one to tasting.
Yes.
Scientific experiments, boy.
Again, 5 drops.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Very good. Thank you for helping me count there. Cornplay. And again, we'll give it a little shake.
Oh, could I try?
Sure. All right, good. And it's the right color once again, so that means that it has a good taste. I'd say that this water is definitely potable.
Potable? What's that mean?
Well, that means it's good to drink.
Oh, good. Does it mean that King Friday could drink it, too?
Well, I guess so. This water would be good for anybody to drink, yes.
Would you like to take some over to the castle for him?
Well, I'd be glad to do that for you, Mr. Specially, but there's one thing. Do we have something else we could put the water in for the king?
Oh, certainly. He didn't tell me that he wanted to taste it, but I'm his neighbor, and I just thought he might like to have some of the first water from my new well.
Well, that's very neighborly of you. I think that's a wonderful idea, and I think maybe if we could get something else to put it in, why, King Friday would really appreciate that.
You don't know that he'd like the tin cup?
Well, I just have an idea that he might not like the tin cup.
Well, let me find something else. Just a minute.
All right.
How's this glass?
Oh, that's fine.
It's the fanciest one I've got.
Yes, well, I'll put a little bit of water in this, and we'll see if the king would like to drink it then later on.
Good water from my well. Say, Scientist Alder, How much does your testing cost?
Well, it'll be $9 today.
$9? Just a minute. I've got a $9 right in my pocket here. There's a $9.
Oh, very good. Thank you very much, Mr. Peschley.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much for doing the testing.
It's all right. It was my pleasure. Well, I've got to make an appointment to see the king now.
Yes, of course you should. And give him my regards and my water. Bye.
I'll do that. Bye. Hello, Mrs. Plithicket. Yes, I'd like to make an appointment to see the king, if I could, please. Yes, in 5¾ seconds? All right, very good. I'll get over there right away then. Thank you. Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
You required an audience with me today?
Yes, Your Majesty. I come on a mission from one of your neighbors.
What kind of a mission?
Well, let's say we could call it a liquid mission.
Liquid? You mean something like water?
Yes, exactly.
Do you want me to give you the Atlantic Ocean?
Well, no, Your Majesty. I didn't want you to give me anything. In fact, I have something to give you.
Well, something to give me?
Yes, you see, one of your neighbors, Cornflake especially.
Oh, the fellow with the factory nearby.
Yes, well, you see, he has a well now, and he has a pump, and he's able to get water from it. And I just tested it for him and found out it was very potable or good to drink.
Yes.
And being a good neighbor like he is, he wanted you to be one of the first to taste his water, if you'd like to.
Oh, how lovely. Well, I'd be glad to taste it, thank you.
As he gave me these two containers for you to try to drink from.
Containers?
Yes. Suppose you try this one first.
Ooh, strange-looking cup, too.
Yes, would you like to try some from this one?
Oh, yes, lovely. Oh, yeah, that tastes very good. I like the water in the other one, the second one.
You mean this one, Your Majesty, the goblet?
Yeah, the goblet.
Yes, well, that's interesting. I imagine some people would like to drink the water from this one best.
Really? Why?
Well, probably it's just because they're used to drinking from a cup like this. Wouldn't have to worry about it breaking or anything like that.
I see. Well, each one to his own cup, I always say.
Yes, Your Majesty. Did you enjoy the water?
I did. Kindly give my neighbor, Mr. Peschley, my royal thanks. You're sure he didn't want something from me?
Only your enjoyment, Your Majesty.
How lovely. My enjoyment. How lovely.
Well, I think maybe I'll go tell him now that you enjoyed the water very much.
Yes, please.
I'm sure he'll be glad to hear that because he so wanted to have you to have the first taste of it.
Yes, well, please do tell him, Scientist Alder.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes,
goodbye.
For my enjoyment. Yes, come again. How lovely. Oh, there, Charlie. My enjoyment. How lovely.
Friday was more comfortable with the goblet, wasn't he?
Yeah. Some people would be more comfortable with the tin can to drink with, that tin cup. Guess who's in my kitchen? She arrived while we were in make-believe. Hi, Mrs. Rubin.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
How are you today?
I'm fine, Harry.
Good. I wanted to see your... I saw this as you were putting it up. Gee, that's pretty. Looks like a star.
Very good guess. That's what the 10-year-old girl said when she made it.
Oh, she was 10.
Yes, she was, just.
All sizes of straws. And this is a pretty one, too. Who made that?
That was made by a 3-year-old boy.
3-year-old boy?
Isn't that something? Oh,
goodness, you have talented friends.
Thank you.
You have other things, too, to show us,
don't
you?
Oh, I've got all kinds of things, you know. When I had my friends come over, or when I went to visit them, I said, here are some straws, and here are some other materials. Now make something.
And that's what happened.
And look what happened. So many things happened. This is one of the things that happened. This is a little 4-year-old boy who pasted his straws to the paper.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good design.
And he made a design. And this is done by a 7-year-old girl who also pasted straws and made a picture.
Looks like a house.
A house and?
A person or a tree.
A tree. Of course, it can be whatever you like, but she thought of a tree. I wonder if you can guess what this one is.
Oh, that's beautiful. That looks like a star, too. What did she say it was? Or was it a boy?
No, it was a girl, and she was 6. And she said, this is a fence, and this is a flower growing behind the fence.
Mm.
Isn't that nice?
Gee, that wouldn't have happened if she hadn't done that herself.
That's right. But you know, the most amazing thing happened one day. Some children were working at the table, and a little baby was sitting there, 1.5-year-old.
Baby.
And he picked up some clay and some straws, and this is what he did.
1.5 years old. You see? You can just put things in a piece of clay and come out with something like that. Beautiful.
Of course he can't do the same thing that a big 4-year-old girl can do by sticking her straws into clay.
But he will someday.
But someday he'll be able to.
Could I put these in your basket?
Oh, thank you. I wish you would.
I'll be careful of them.
This is also a stabile, meaning something that stands still.
Mm-hmm.
And this was made by a 6-year-old girl, and she bent the straws.
Put them in the other one?
That's right. Like she put big ones, little ones into big ones. Sort of like the water going through the pipes.
It surely is. They have good water there. I'm glad they do.
So am I. You know, this one is a present for someone.
Oh, a crown with a 13 on it?
This is for King Friday, and this was done so very carefully by 2 sisters who work together.
Oh, good.
Isn't that nice?
See what 2 sisters can do together?
One little boy took a straw and made a hole in the top of a paper cup and said, this is a butter churn.
Oh, good. You know, I was drinking milk a little earlier with a straw sort of like that.
It was just the other way
around. Upside down, a butter churn.
And this fellow is a Martian. With his antennae.
Come along, fly up, and fly to Mars.
And when he gets there, he might even live in this space house, which was made by another boy.
Isn't that a good
straws
idea?
Straws and paper plates.
Put together with tape.
Mm-hmm. And decorated with markers.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have a spaceship, you could always use a helicopter.
Beautiful.
That was made by a boy who's just 7.
Don't they have great ideas?
They have so many great ideas.
You have excellent ideas, ladies and gentlemen.
I wish I could show you all. Would you like to have a great idea or try?
Sure, I'd love to try.
Okay, what would you like?
Oh, what's that?
That's called styrofoam. It's a packing material.
Can you put something into it?
Mm-hmm. You can put it in that, you can put it in clay.
Are you going to make something?
I think I'll try. We put the straws over here and we can share them.
I haven't made anything with you for a long time.
No. That's the part I like, too. Although I like to watch my friends make things, sometimes I get a little jealous.
Well, every person makes something different.
That's right. That's one of the most exciting things about watching people make things. Because you never know quite what's going to happen. And neither do I when I start.
Mm-mm.
This is a paper plate and a straw. I think I'll cut another piece. You know, it's not too easy to use a hole puncher. You have to punch pretty hard. But when you learn, it's very exciting.
I was trying to get a roof on.
Oh, I have such a good time. I wish I could stay all day.
Can't you?
Oh, I'm afraid I can't. I wonder if I can come back later and finish my stabile.
Sure.
I'm trying very hard to make it balance, but you know, it's awfully hard to make something like that balance. I have to really work at it for a while.
Sure is. Gee, it takes a lot of patience, doesn't it?
Certainly does.
Something like that.
Well, I better get going because I promised I was going to give some more straws to some other friends of mine who wanted to make something.
And they want you right away.
Do you mind if I take these?
Oh, not at all. They're yours. Will you come back for your things
later? Oh, yes, I will because I want to finish what I'm doing.
Let's thank Mrs. Rubin.
Thank you, Mrs. Rubin.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank your friends, too. Yeah, now that's sort of what I wanted to do, you see. Just like I wanted to sip that milk up. Mm-hmm. If I hadn't wanted to, I would have just left it in the glass. It's what you decide to do that counts. Sure is. Well, Mrs. Rubin has to go off and do her things. I have to, too. I'm very proud of Corny. I think King Friday was really surprised. You know why? He thought that Scientist Alder and Corny wanted something from him. Yeah. He thought that they wanted the Atlantic Ocean. King Friday would have felt that he had to give them the Atlantic Ocean. But no, they wanted to give King Friday something. Did you ever have somebody come to you and say, I'd like to give you something? That's a special time, isn't it? Yeah. I like to give you something. I like to give you the way I feel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I like you so much. And I'll feel that same way tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day such a special day. You know how. By just your being you. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.